Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to tonight's action in Dundalk. It's a couple of days early this week, but still the same competitive action on the Irish all-weather surface. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me to look ahead to tonight's card is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, mate. Yes, yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. Looking forward to a bit of Dundalk tonight. It's quite a good card, isn't it?
Yeah, we just have to turn our clocks backwards rather than forwards, as we did the other day. 2 days... because normally we get this on a Friday, don't we? But yeah, we're treated to midweek action because of Good Friday, of course, hitting us head on. But yeah, it's excellent stuff tonight. I've already had 3 or 4 bets already before we even start. So I'm hopeful of a fairly proactive evening.
Good stuff. bit of news to chat about as well, Andy, before we get stuck into this. The feature race this evening is the Patton Stakes, and War Envoy is one of the main players in the betting there, trained by Aidan O'Brien. But Ryan Moore goes over to ride. It's something that we're expecting to see more and more, that Ryan Moore's probably going to have first pick of the Coolmore runners this season. And Joseph O'Brien was expected to ride, still too heavy. What do you make of the whole situation? Do you think Joseph's going to end up leaving the flat operation?
I think that kind of like letting him down gently, aren't they, in many respects? And don't forget, Joseph is very much a team player. He's been part of that cog in the wheel for the best part of 3 or 4 seasons now. We didn't forget as well, he's only just turned 21, so it's not as if, you know, he seems to be around like almost in his veteran stages. So he is only a young lad. He's got plenty of options in front of him. He's been well-minded by the yard, and obviously his dad brought him along brilliantly. He's been giving him all the best opportunities to ride the best horses as and when he can. Obviously, weight's pending. But obviously, as he's getting older now and he's thickening out, he's finding it more difficult to make the weight. And he can't even do 9 stone 3 tonight and more Envoy. So without kind of like wasting down, going down into sort of Richard Hughes, realms, they're giving Ryan Moore every opportunity to ride, the best horses in these condition races. How it'll pan out over the rest of the year, once maybe Joseph gets burning off some of that access weight, then who knows? But as it stands at the moment, that, as we saw last year as well, Ryan Moore has always been, they've had him on their radar for quite a while, haven't they, Coolmore? Ballydoyle. And, that looks very much the way it's going to play out. But I wouldn't totally rule out Joseph riding a few of the stars later on in the up-and-coming months.
Okay, let's get stuck into the action. Anyway, the first race is the 6.05. We start with an apprentice handicap over 5 furlongs, and Almadar is the 3-1 market leader this morning. It's 7-2 for Strategic Heights. Ojok is 9-2 into 4-1. 5 for Have a Great Day, and 11-2 are bigger prices for the others. A non-runner here is all number 8. No Fear doesn't go, but quite an open start to the card, Andy. What do you like of the opener?
Well, I did like the non-runner. I really fancied William McCreary's improving gelding No Fear, but he doesn't go. Not only has that threw a spanner in the works, but now we're down to 7 runners, so sort of like the each-way aspect of the race has been taken away from us. So I'm not really left with a great deal of opinion here. It's a race basically anything can win. I don't think I've got a particularly good record in these 5 furlong sprints. Never have done, never will. And even though I've managed to fluke Almadar the other day, not necessarily sure that he'll be absolutely guaranteed to follow up, considering he's drawn his stall 8 as well, right on the outside. Obviously, he's dropping back in trip. That shouldn't necessarily be a problem. He's got a good amount of tactical speed. He's fairly adaptable from 6 to 7 furlongs anyway, Almada. So I think he's probably a worthy favourite. Balance, I've given up with Strategic Heights. He just seems to be struggling to win nowadays. He's lost a lot of his early tactical speed, and he doesn't stay particularly strongly, so he's always vulnerable to a kick finisher. And one of those finishers here is going to be my selection. That's Ojok, a horse who's a little bit in and out. He can be very, very effective and devastating on his day, but sometimes he can run the odd perplexing race that leaves you thinking, I can't believe I've tipped straight back that. I'm hoping it's not going to be the latter tonight. But he did catch the odd the other day behind Almada doing some good late work. That was over 6. That's probably arguably his best trip, but you know, he has gone well over five before. He does need a strongly run five to be effective. He should get that tonight. You know, you have got three or four front runners in the race. And maybe, it just might be maybe, that our jock comes into his own tonight. But he is only a tentative choice in what is a very difficult race.
Okay, well, jock then in the opener. The 6.35 is the second race on the card. This one is a handicap over 6 furlongs. Shabra Emperor heads the market at 11-4 this morning. A bit of a nibble on Shiny Happy John, who's 9-2 into 4-1. 13-2 for Aquilina. Cappadocia is 13-2. 8s for Sweeties Taboo. Bought for a Song, 12-1 into 9s this morning. Etard is 9-1 as well. And then 12s are bigger for the others. Just from talking to you off air, Andy, I know you've got quite a strong opinion in this race.
Yeah, I have. Regular podcasters will know the affection I hold Shabra Emperor in, and it wouldn't surprise me if he was to run really well tonight over 6 furlong. He's just got plenty of speed. He comes out really well on my figures, and he's just been a horse I've cottoned on to. He did a massive, massive figure early on in the year, and although he's only won one subsequently, he has run a whole series of good races in defeat, and I think he is fairly useful on his day. He can produce a very good, number, but the one thing I don't know, and a lot of punters don't know either, is how effective he'll be tonight over that trip of 6 furlongs. If he handles the hurly-burly, the early part of the race, he gets himself in a good position, then obviously he's going to be dangerous down the line. But I've just got a funny feeling he could be a little bit too far back here tonight, where the horses with better tactical early speed might just get away from him. And at 11-4, you haven't got a great deal of scope with Shabra tonight, so I'm going to go against him here tonight, despite me having a bit of a love affair with the horse. I'm going to put up a couple of horses against him here. One of them's got to be Shiny Happy John, who in the first time blinkers absolutely slaughtered a good field he did the night in a very fast time from box 13 as well, which also took some doing. But the blinkers really did occupy his mind that night. And to be honest, he should beat Aquilina again, providing the headgear works for the second time. He's got a much better draw tonight. He should slide along in a good position from stall 8. And we know he's very strong down the lane. So Shiny Happy John at 9-2 this morning looks a nice each-way bet. And the other one to mention, who's been overlooked here rather dangerously, is this Mystical Past, filly by Majestic Missile. Got a great draw tonight to make full effective of that inside berth. She's a horse that likes to slide along at the head of affairs, and when she did that 2 starts ago, she was really good on the numbers. She posted a very big figure over 7 furlongs back in February. A week later, she went into a handicap, into a much tougher race, and unfortunately, she got engulfed by a whole host of horses down the lane. But I didn't think they made much use of her that night. They should have really let her slide along, but they tried to hold on to her, and in doing so, she burnt herself out. But a 14-1 with William Hill this morning, I don't think that's a bad each way bet at all as an alternative to my number one choice, Shiny Happy John.
Okay, a couple to consider there then in the 6.35. The 7.05 is the third race. This is the Pattern Stakes, which is a listed race over 7 furlongs. War Envoy is the 6-4 favourite this morning. 2-1 for Rapid Applause. Convergence is 6-1. 10-1 for Intense Style. 11s for Witchwood Warrior. And 20-1 are bigger prices for the others. The market surrounding War Envoy and Rapid Applause, Andy. Do you see it between the two yourself?
I do, really, yeah. I'm a massive fan of Michael O'Callaghan. I think he's a young up-and-coming talent that I think we're going to be hearing quite a few things in the next year or so, and it wouldn't surprise me if he was to land a classic somewhere along the line, because he has got a nice bunch of horses. And Rapid Applause, certainly he's up to the level of Group 2 stroke Group 1 standard on the evidence of what we saw last year, and this looks a really good starting point for not only him but also for War Envoy as well, who represents the Aidan O'Brien Ryan Moore axis, which is going to be talked about for quite a few months into the Irish flat season. But on the evidence of that race at the Curra late on in August, where Rapid Applause beat War Envoy, I've got a funny feeling that this horse, Rapid Applause, is going to keep hold of the form. He's going to confirm the form, particularly as the O'Callaghan stables began the season really well. They had a couple of runners at the Curra on Sunday, one of them a two-year-old, which managed to land the first race of the Irish flat turf season as well, which is always very significant. That means their horses are very well forward. And he's also had a very good year as well on the all-weather here at Dundalk as O'Callaghan. He's had plenty of maiden winners, plenty of horses who've proven their worth. Indian Tomahawk, of course, won at the meeting last Friday in good fashion. He's got a good draw tonight. He's drawn in stall one. And I just think if class is anything to go by, then he should take all the beating here. I'd actually have him favoured over Warren Envoy. I think very much the Aidan O'Brien sort of like mystique is leading Warren Envoy to be favourite here. I think Witchwood Warrior will run well at price for those that seeking solace in a much juicier price. 11 to 1 each way for him would make some appeal. He did a good number here the other night, and we know that he goes really well at Dundalk. So with fitness on his side, I'm sure he'll give you a good run for your money. But I've got to go with Rapid Applause. He looked a nice horse last year. This looks an obvious starting point for him, and I'm expecting him to keep the good work for Michael O'Callaghan.
Okay, Rapid Applause then in the Pattern Stakes. The 7.35 is the fourth race on the card. This is a maiden over a mile, and So Focused is the 5-4 favourites at the time of recording this. Torpedo Alley is 2-1 from 5-2. It's 7-2 for Nabil, 7-1 for On Location, 16s for Mianya Return, and 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite interested in So Focused this morning, Andy, when I had a look, because the third last year in a 6 furlong Nace maiden was an encouraging start to life, and the step home trip looks like it'll suit her.
Yeah, she did catch the eye, didn't she, behind Red All Star. It wasn't a particularly strong maiden for the track standards, but I like the way she came home. She did some good work in the closing stages, not knocked about either. Don't think that run will be lost on her. And with just that one run under her belt, and with the Jim Bolger team in good form, looking at the results at the Curra on Sunday, then she's sure to give you a decent spin here. But she's drawn in stall 10, whereas the second favourite, Torpedo Alley, who's had the benefit of a recent run 12 days ago, has got a fantastic draw in stall number one. So I'm going to go with Jane Foley's four-year-old, who finished third behind the Dancing Lord and Beau Satchel to inform horses. That was its first run for the best part of a year. So with that run under its belt, and I think probably better track position early on, then I think Torpedo Alley is going to take all the beating here. And I think 5-2 with William Hill this morning, that is under serious, serious pressure. I actually can see these two betting very close to each other on the off because of their draws and the ones that are ones obviously had the run recently. So I'll go with Torpedo Alley, the second favourite, to confirm his well-being, and take the 7.35.
Yeah, the 5-2 has gone. It's 2-1 for Torpedo Alley now, so market already speaking in favour of him. It says in the paper, Andy, as well, that he's been gelded, and he's on, you know, if it's only been 12 days since he was gelded, is that not a bit short?
Yeah, I didn't realise that. Yeah, gelded first time, yeah. Goodness me. The stitches are still there.
Could it just be a case of it's only just been registered or something?
I think that's probably the case, yeah. I think that's been a clerical error.
Okay. Fair enough. The 8.05 is the next race, which is a handicap over a mile for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. Chatterton is the 100-30 favourite. 7-1 for Graze, Dacula and Basilica and Coach Bombay. And then it's 8-1 for Share a Secret and Gold Tantrum, and 9-1 are bigger prices for the others. Quite an open race, Andy, but Chatterton much shorter than the rest. What do you make of it?
Yeah, he caught the eye, didn't he, Chatterton, the other day? When he was dropped out from stall 14 to give every chance from the draw, but then he made really good late headway to finish within half a length of the eventual winner, Rota Baron, in a very strongly run and keenly contested handicap. He hasn't been done too many favours with the draw tonight, but it's much better than it was the last day. And you'd imagine with a similar run through from last as he was the other day to second, then providing he's a bit further up the field, he could obviously take this rate quite comfortably, because he was clearly the best horse in the race of the night at Dundalk, giving them the head start he did. The only slight negative is obviously he hasn't won a race in 13 starts, so you know, you are asking him to do something he's never previously done. I think he'll start shorter than 130 this morning because of that eye-catching effort the last time. But I do think there's one at a much bigger price that will also run a lot better than he did last time, and that's Share a Secret from the Garvin Donnelly stable. A winner here too starts to go at a big price. He did really well to overcome a poor draw that evening as well, but there's no fluke about that victory whatsoever. The race has worked out really well on the figures. There's been a couple of winners out of that race, and even though he got beat the last day here, he also had a terrible draw, stall 13 of 14, and I thought he did really well to finish as close as he did at the end from an uncompromising position. That was over 7 furlongs as well. That necessarily won't be his best distance. So he's back up to a mile tonight. He's got a much better draw. And I think at 8.10-1 this morning, Share a Secret's got a massive each-way chance. She's certainly been well overlooked. And I think she's going to give the favourite plenty to think about. So although Shatterton's the one to beat, I'm going to go with Share a Secret each way and a much bigger prize.
Okay, nice each way selection then in that race. Moving on to the penultimate race this evening, which is the 8.35. This is a handicap over a mile and a half, and the market headed by Moonmeister, who's 9-4, 9-2 for Turian Legend. Windward Passage is 5-1 with Sparanai, 6s from 7s for Colopia, 8-1 for Wither Hills, and 10s or bigger for the others. Moonmeister did very well before Christmas, Andy. Racked up a hat-trick, had 3 months off and second on return last time, but still a credible effort in defeat there. I know you sided with him last time, so do you take him on this time, or do you stick with him?
Well, I certainly think he's the one to beat, Mark. There's no doubt about that in my mind, particularly with that run under his belt. I think it was a classic case of a horse having won three runs, having a break, lacking that continuity. If you like, his training regime would have been broken up, and then he's had to restart again. It's just that, like, that lack of sort of like match practice that he was off the track for 3 months. It just did for him, because he looked the likely winner with 2 furlongs to run. He came looming up alongside Pivot Bridge, and then Pivot Bridge, who'd had the benefit of several runs over hurdles, just out-battled him, out-stayed him down the home straight. But I don't think it was a backward step. Like I said, I just think it was a lack of an outing, which did for him. And now with that run under his belt, he comes back to the scene of his best victories. And, 2-1, 9-4 looks about the right price. I'm going to have to ever go against him each way here with something which I think is slightly overpriced this morning. I heard you say that Colopier was 7-1 with William Hill this morning. Is that correct?
7s into 6s, a bit further.
Sevens into sixes, yeah. Still not a bad each way price for Patrick Mooney's 6-year-old. Now, she's a bit of a quirky mare, but at the same time, I think she's a fairly safe each way conveyance. She hardly ever runs a bad race. And hopefully with a decent runs race tonight, she can get involved once again, as she has done on the last 2 or 3 starts. She's been second, third and second in the last 3 runs, and a good runner-up spot behind Anna Diamond the other day capped off what has been a fantastic series of races on the figures. She's got a good draw tonight, and hopefully if she behaves at the start, and that's usually been a problem because she has to be loaded without a rider and sometimes she can be slow away, then I think she's going to be really strong in the finish yet again. So Colopia hopefully might just get everything falling into her place tonight, and she can run a big race for us each way in that 8.35.
Okay, call up here in the penultimate race. And the final race is the 9.05. We finish here with a handicap for 4-year-olds and older that are rated 47-70. It's over a mile and a quarter and wide open as well. We've got 5-1 joint favourites, and those two are the reserves in Anna Diamond and Ballad Dancer. So keep an eye on any non-runners. It's 8-1 into 7s for Alvar. Viaduct Joey is 7-1 with Bomber Jackson and Eloge and Settle for Red. And then 8-1 or bigger prices for the others. It's an absolute minefield to finish off with here, Andy.
Yeah, 6-7 on the field, isn't it? Don't usually get that every day of the week. And probably just sum up the difficult nature of this particular race. I wouldn't be absolutely overly confident about anything happening here. But I do think there's a couple of horses that are worthy of a little bit of a bet at their prices. And one of them, Zali Man at 9-1, who ran really well from a terrible draw here last time out for New Connections. And Dennis Hogan, as we know, is a very shrewd operator. He's bought this horse from the UK, and he's recognised this horse as being a bit of an all-weather specialist. And so far, he's sort of like progression path is definitely much going in the right direction. As I said, it was a Herculean run the other day from stall 14, raced all the way on the wing in the first time blinkers, which obviously lit the horse up as well. You would have thought a lesser horse would have had absolutely no energy whatsoever to maintain that run all the way down the lane, having raced wide all the way through the race. But this horse really did keep on well for pressure to only get beat to neck and half a length. So I certainly upgraded that run. Much better run draw tonight here for Zali Man. Hopefully with the blinkers on again, he won't be so fresh this time, so keen. And if he saves some energy for the latter part of the race, then I think Zali Man's going to be a major, major threat here to all. And the other one to mention is a horse that finished fifth in that race behind Christie's Call. And that was Headlong, who also didn't have one important contraption on which has seen him resurrect his career in recent starts, and that's the noseband. Headlong didn't wear that piece of equipment the other night. So for those beady-eyed punters, have a look at that for that, whether it's on down at the start. But either way, I still think Headlong will run well. He was also very wide and keen in that particular race and didn't get the best of runs through, but he actually hit the front with a furlong to run, only for that run just to peter out. But I do think he's got a much better chance than his 14-1 odds suggest this morning, and he again has also got a much better draw than he did the last day. So two against the field there. I do think these two are going to run really well, despite their big odds. Zaliman at 9-1 and Headlong at around about 14-12-1.
Good stuff. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, one or two fanciful bets for me tonight. I'm not particularly fancying many at the short price or, you know, at the front end of the market. 6.05 basically sums up the difficulties of tonight's card. Very, very trappy. I'll go with our jock more tentatively than confidently in the first. 6.35, two against the field. Mystical Pat, if you can get a big price about her. And also Shiny Happy John, if the blinkers work again. No reason why John Nash's charge shouldn't perform to the level that he did last time out. In the 7.05, I'm going to go with that Rapid Applause to keep up the good work for Mickey O'Callaghan. Torpedo Alley, with the benefit of a recent run, just gets the vote over So Focused, who comes off the back of a 253-day layoff and has also got Trap 10 to overcome. 8.05, my two against the field there would be the very eye-catching Chatterton last time out, but more importantly at the price, Share a Secret each way at 10-1. 8.35, I'll go with Collar Pier once again each way. I think 6-1 for him, for her, is not a bad price. And then the final race, probably my best strategy the whole night, is to back Zaliman at 9-1 and also Headlong at 14-1. I don't think we'd be a million miles away with those two.
Okay, fantastic. Good work, Andy. Good luck. Enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Will do. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.